Good afternoon. We continue to track a weakening cold front across our area today, producing a few scattered snow showers. However, these snow showers will tend to diminish with time, and the clouds will tend to break up, revealing a little bit more in the way of sunshine for the latter portion of the day as temperatures reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s. We'll start off clear this evening, then clouds will move right back in. On the tail end of that same front, moisture is building out of the Gulf of Mexico. A low pressure wave will evolve as well out of the deep south and head up the spine of the Appalachian Mountains toward Pittsburgh by early tomorrow morning. Light snow will break out along and ahead of this system overnight to our south and then through interior New York and New England during the morning drive tomorrow. The arrival time of the snow will be in central New York and the southern Catskills by about 6 or 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. The rest of eastern New York, including the Champlain Valley, by the time we hit 9 a.m., and then New England, the snow will arrive after 9 o'clock, but before 11 a.m. The snow will start to add up quickly as we go through the remainder of the morning and into the afternoon as it falls steadily and at times heavily. The low pressure wave will jump from about Pittsburgh to a position south of Long Island, then ride up over eastern New England and into the Gulf of Maine. On this track, the snow will continue through the afternoon drive and into the evening before winding down. Storm total accumulations will be heaviest from the western Mohawk Valley into the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley and all of Vermont, where 8 to 12 inches of snow will be likely by the end of the day. A swath of 6 to 10 inches of snow will be likely in the Catskills and Schoharie Valley, the eastern Mohawk Valley, Greater Capital District, and Saratoga area into the northern parts of the Berkshires and along I-90 into New England. South of this area, in the eastern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across the Litchfield Hills in Taconic, southern Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, and all of southern portions of New England, 3 to 6 inches of snow where there will be a mix of sleet and some rain, and with more rain closer to the coast, fewer than 3 inches of snow by the time we reach the end of the day tomorrow. It will dry out behind the system for the day on Thursday with more light snow showers possible on Friday, and temperatures will moderate into the 30s to around 40 for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold and dry air has settled over the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic regions, and there will be another cold front crossing the region today. This will produce snow showers. The front will also help reinforce the cold air through the middle of the week and set the stage for that next winter storm system as it develops over the lower Mississippi Valley and lifts northeast up the Tennessee Valley, central Mid-Atlantic, and eventually here into New England tomorrow. Heavy snow can be expected north and west of the low track. Just south of this axis of heavy snow will be a stripe of freezing rain, which will extend from the Ohio Valley northeast up and across southern New England. Some locally significant icing is expected. Winter weather advisories have been issued from just north of Dallas to St. Louis to Pittsburgh and Washington, D.C. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing sunshine, upper 30s. Boston, scattered snow showers in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 55, set in 1991. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:15 p.m. 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with a few snow showers and highs in the 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds with a few snow showers tonight near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny skies today, a few snow showers around, dusting the ground in spots, and highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Any snow showers will give way to increasing sunshine today and highs in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with a few snow showers and highs near 30. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow developing during the morning drive, becoming steady and heavy through the middle of the day and the evening commute. The snow will wind down before midnight from west to east. High temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cold on Thursday, 26. Mostly cloudy with more light snow showers Friday in the upper 20s. Mid-30s with mostly cloudy skies Saturday. A chance of rain showers Sunday near 40. And mostly sunny in the mid-30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.